Welcome to today's In Touch of Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brian Shanahan, joined today by Representative Joe Mitchell to recap his first session as a representative. Now that you have one full session under your belt, what are some of your biggest takeaways from the last few months?
Well, it was a learning experience for sure. It seemed like drinking out of a fire hose for the first couple of weeks, but after that, it seemed to get the hang of it pretty well. And, you know, obviously I've been up there the last couple of years doing internships and being a clerk and as a page up there. And but it's nothing like actually being the actual representative. And but I'm just honored to have, you know, been elected to go up there and, you know, serve the people of District 84. You know, we did a lot of big things. We did, you know, children's mental health care, mental health care reform, which we haven't done before, which is a huge step for our state. We did property tax reform. We did sports gambling. We did save. We passed, you know, record funding in education, SSA funding. So I was really proud of a lot of things we did this session.
Yeah, lots of good things for sure. What are some of the things that you wish you could have gotten done or that you just didn't quite get to, or kind of what you hope to do next year?
Sure. I thought that we should have got the contraceptives bill that the governor asked for done for pharmacists to be able to prescribe contraceptives to women, birth control. So I'm hoping to work on that next year, hoping to work on a little bit more criminal justice stuff. And also some other good things we got done that specifically to help our district. We got the beginning farmers tax credit done. So we increased that from $6 million a year for that tax credit to $12 million to help out beginning farmers that a lot of them are coming back at home to specifically places like our district where we have a lot of farms that we're handing over. And so that was a really good thing we did. And the capital gains, figuring out the capital gains taxes for the farmers, which we did another bill this past week to help them out on that front, was good. So I thought that, you know, we did a lot of good things this session, and hoping to work on things in the off season to figure out what are the specific legislation needs we have in our community to take back to the State House next session.
What does the off season look like for you? What kind of work do you do to kind of get ready for the next session?
Sure. So I'll be going to several legislative conferences. I'll be going to one in July for legislators specifically in the Midwest to figure out, you know, different strategies other states around us have used to push through good legislation. I'll be going to the National Legislative Conference in Nashville. That'll be in August to kind of do the same thing. Several different seminars to get trying to figure out, you know, the best ways we can help our state by using knowledge of, you know, other people from around, you know, the same region around the Midwest. And so I'm looking forward to doing that. Besides legislative stuff, I'll be working for my dad. You know, he has a small business in Wayland, MD Orthopedics. So it's a manufacturing plant, and so I'll be working there with him. And so I'm looking forward to start that job too. That's what my off season looks like.
And now that you're finally finished with your first session as an actual representative, what skills and things that you've learned along the way that you think can help you be a better representative in the future?
Sure. The two things I learned this session is, you know, listen before you talk. And so, you know, that's always a good thing to always make sure that you have all the information you need before you make a statement on something. You don't want to misspeak. You know, there's a lot of people relying on you to get them correct information about a bill or an issue. And so you always want to make sure that you listen to all sides of an issue before you speak on it. Number two is that, you know, the people back home know the best. And so always being able to reach out to the people back home is you're going to be your best advisors, not necessarily people in Des Moines who might be the quote experts, but people back home who are actually on the ground dealing whatever years you're dealing with.
Awesome. And then, so with the session behind us, is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Just like I said in the beginning, I'm honored to have served our district and, you know, be able to work for, you know, the people in Southeast Iowa. And I'm looking forward to hearing everyone's thoughts of the session and maybe concerns coming up that I can work on through the offseason.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with State Representative Joe Mitchell. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brian Shanahan with KCII News.